CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. Melanie Cutting again.
Good afternoon, how are you? Okay, so I did see a movie this week. In fact, yesterday, I saw a movie. Both my husband and I decided we would like to see the third and I guess last of the How to Train Your Dragon films.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah, he had really, but I think we had both really enjoyed the first one and found it quite charming and kind of a little bit unique. I must admit, I'm not entirely sure I watched the second one. They are, after all, children's movies, but I do like cartoons, I must admit. And we said, well, we're going to go see this one because you, me, and the world, there's not that much playing downtown that was of huge interest. So anyway, we did go and see this one, and we really, really, really enjoyed it.
Good. That's great.
Especially me. For some reason. I had liked the first one, and it now turns out that, in fact, this third one really did live up to the hype. It's been getting excellent reviews. The critics love it. The audiences love it. I'll quickly find okay, here we go. It's called How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. And The Hidden World is where it's a kind of a special, it's where the dragons come from and go to, but nobody knows about it. And at the moment, the dragons are in big trouble in the world where this takes place, which is very funny because they're the dragons live with and have been trained by Vikings.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
And the Vikings are just wonderful. And for some reason, most of them, if not all of them, have Scottish accents. Mm. So we thought, this is just a hoot. And it really is a Hiccup, who is the principal character. He is the son of the chief. So he is kind of the chief, but he's a very young man. And he is the character who initially began training dragons rather than fighting them and killing them, which of course turned out to be a terrible thing. But now the dragons have become a bit of a problem. Their home, which is called Birk, the home of the Vikings, is not huge, and the dragons are huge, and they go out to play, and next thing you know, homes are destroyed, and things are just in a calamitous state. So Hiccup decides what really needs to happen. Oh, plus there are marauders out there who are still hunting dragons to slay. And why would they want to do that? Because the dragons who live with the Vikings are just wonderful.
Okay.
But there's just so many of them, and they're huge. So they decide to, or Hiccup decides that it's a really good idea to find a new home for them, and also maybe a new home for the Vikings and the dinosaurs can have a new shared home, but of course a much, much bigger place and one that's very well hidden, so that they wouldn't be hunted down. Anyway, I won't go into great detail about the story, except to say that the whole thing is just delightful. It really is. It's colorful, really colorful, and fun. And there are some great little funny bits in it. The dragons themselves are truly imaginative. And the Vikings are just a hoot. I could watch this movie again just to look at the Viking costumes, because what they have them dressed in, what the animators put them into, is just so realistic. Everything is kind of leathery looking, and it's just the most fun. So this is a movie that I would absolutely recommend for children and adults who quite like either Vikings or cartoons or both. It's just totally entertaining. I really, really enjoyed it. And as it turns out, the critics loved it, 92%.
Good.
Which is called Certified Fresh on Rotten, Rotten Tomatoes. Certified Fresh. And the audience score was also way up there. It's at 89%. And this is what I like, the critics' consensus is the rare trilogy capper that really works. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, brings its saga to a visually dazzling and emotionally affecting conclusion. So we will not see any more How to Train Your Dragon movies, but this was, as they say, it was the third one, and it's just definitely one to go and see, especially if you've seen the first two. But even if you haven't, let me just check something here. Okay. Hiccup, as I said, is the name of the main character, who appears to be kind of a teenager. And he's very creative and very brave, as it turns out, which nobody realized early on. And he has his own dragon, who is named Toothless.
Okay.
And Toothless, although not toothless, does not have the kind of teeth that one would expect a dragon to have. And in this movie, there is a female dragon. Toothless is essentially dark, mostly black, and his female equivalent, a light fury, is white and kind of sparkly. She looks like, you know, snow fell. Anyways, just she's gorgeous. So there's nothing in there for small children to be afraid of. I wouldn't think. And lots for them to enjoy. So, highly recommended. And the other movies, which we have playing locally, Alita Battle Angel is there. It's still there. It's, you know, newish in French and English. I think there's now a 2D, not 3D, English version. When I went to see it, you kind of had to see the 3D version, but that was okay because I like 3D. But now I think they have two-dimensional. Definitely a movie for people who like this kind of movie. Very many, many special effects, CGI. Mm-hmm. It's quite quite spectacular in that way. And there will be a sequel to this one. It's very clear at the end of the movie there was going to be another movie coming up to follow the story of Alita. Another movie which is local and playing in both French and English is called Arctic, with an excellent actor named Mads Mikkelsen. And it's a survival movie. And honestly, I don't know much about it. It was our second choice if we, for some reason, couldn't get in to see How to Train Your Dragon. We would have gone to see Arctic. I have a feeling it's a kind of a, I suspect it's not a real upbeat movie, but excellent acting, and I'm sure an interesting story of somebody who's kind of stranded in the Arctic. Another movie still playing in French and English is the romantic comedy called, fittingly, Isn't It Romantic? With Rebel Wilson, who really is fun. She's a large Australian actress, and she's very talented and quite fun to watch. So that would have been maybe choice number three to go and see. Unfortunately, the Lego movie, which had been advertised as being only in French, up until I think this week, in fact, was in both French and English, but now it actually is only in French. So there's a few movies playing that are both languages. Certainly a number of movies that are playing in English, in French only, which are excellent, but I figure my forte is looking at the English movies, but it's not everybody. So what is coming down the road? We have upcoming movies starting on March 1st. Nothing in English.
Really?
Nothing, not a one. Not a, and it's interesting because one of the movies, which is called Greta, mm-hmm. is an English language movie.
Okay.
And at least at the moment, it's only in French. Mm. This, frankly, makes me crazy when this happens. And it happens a fair bit. Mm-hmm. I did watch the trailer, though, for Greta. So in the event that it does, if an English copy shows up, it looks like it would be a good kind of suspense mm-hmm. movie to go and see. But something that's kind of interesting in that they do at the Maison de Cinema, and this is on, on Sunday, on March 3rd, there is, in French, part of the Passport series that they have at the Maison de Cinema, mm-hmm. where they go to different countries. Okay. And the country that they're at on Sunday, the film is called Peru, Inca Sun. So it's all about Peru.
And, interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. I think my understanding is that it is only in French, but I suspect that it wouldn't be tremendously difficult French mm-hmm. to understand. Plus, the visuals of Peru and Machu Picchu and the whole Incan mm-hmm. Culture would be really wonderful to look at. So that's one day. It is only Sunday, March 3rd.
Okay.
So if you don't get there, Sunday, March 3rd, you don't get to the movie. After that, the next English language movie of note only begins on March 7th.
Okay, March 7th.
So mm-hmm. I think that is a week from today. It's Thursday. It's mm-hmm. a Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that is Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Go figure. Captain Marvel. And Captain Marvel in this outing is a woman. So anyway, I have been seeing lots of trailers on television. Mm-hmm. If you watch any American or Canadian English channels, there's lots of stuff on about Captain Marvel. So I'm hoping that it's good. Generally speaking, the Marvel Universe movies tend to be quite well done. So that's one to watch out for, but it's not coming immediately. It's still a week away. Okay, I will not go way into detail here, but I think considering that we just passed the Academy Awards Sunday, where the Oscars, there was so much hype that went into this particular Academy Awards presentation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was talking about it, and one of the unusual things about this particular the 2019 version of the Oscars was that they had no host.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They had asked someone, and then he declined because there was a controversy about him being the host, and he said, "Well, then I won't be the host."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take that. So
that's
so
first,
they
yeah.
decided finally for the first, maybe the second time ever,
okay.
but first time in a very long time, mm-hmm. that there would be no one host. Mm. But they always have like many, many, many presenters. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they just had lots of the presenters kind of doing a certain amount of hosting duties. Mm-hmm. So I think it was, and more people watched this year than the last few years, and certainly last year. Last year the viewership was way down, and this year it went not up to record heights, but mm-hmm. but was better. And
oh,
I think
good.
It was partly because of this hostless
mm-hmm. okay.
award show. It was Kevin Hart, who the mm-hmm. black comedian actor, who basically said no. I'm not going to do this because they want me to jump through hoops that I don't feel like jumping through. Anyway, So they, nevertheless, the show went on, and they did indeed give out many, many awards. There were a few surprises. Here's a full disclosure. I have it on tape.
Okay.
I recorded it. And then the next day, I got all kinds of information from the internet about who had won, what movies had won, and so on, and all of the controversy, a mm-hmm. huge amount of controversy concerning who won what. By now, I suspect that most people who have any interest in American Film Awards, like this one, know that Green Book, which was a good movie. I totally enjoyed mm-hmm. Green Book. And that won, really surprisingly, the Best Picture Award. It was one that most people thought, you know, interesting film. There was a backlash because it was deemed to be not very favorable towards gay people. But it was a big, you know, it was a real popular success. But anyway, it won the Best Picture. And the two big acting awards went to, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Rami Malek, who played Freddie Mercury mm-hmm. in the biopic called Bohemian Rhapsody. And Olivia Colman won as the best actress for her movie, The Favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all of these movies. I really liked Green Book. I totally enjoyed the movie about the Bohemian Rhapsody, which also got slammed, really slammed. Most people thought it was a okay biopic, and again, didn't do much justice to gays. Anyway, so if you watched it and you thought, ooh, then you'd be especially dismayed. It didn't win Best Picture, but the lead actor who played Freddie, Rami Malek, did win Best Actor. This was a little more than a little surprising. For one reason, is that he's a very young man, and it's his first, maybe his only role in movies, but certainly his first starring role. I've seen him on television a few times. And often, you know, the awards go to people who have been around the block a few times and who may have almost won in the past and then didn't. And that didn't happen with this time. Olivia Colman is British. She was terrific. But the Best Actress Award, I think almost everybody thought would go to either Lady Gaga
mm-hmm, exactly.
for A Star Is Born, mm-hmm. or to Glenn Close for a movie called The Wife,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not sure how wide distribution that got. It never came to this area, that's for sure. But it was doing very well in the awards,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't win. Mm. And she was apparently pretty upset.
I guess so, yeah.
She was actually dressed kind of like the Oscar statuette. So it was kind of like, oh, goodness, that's unfortunate that she didn't win. She's always excellent in what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And she's been nominated 7 or 8 times and has yet to win. So the fact that Olivia Colman, who's a British actress that, you know, few people had heard of, won was like outrageous for many people. It was just a travesty. And another travesty was that Spike Lee, who's a really well-known American filmmaker he's been in the business for many, 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 many years, and he's done some really excellent movies. And he was the director of Black Klansman.
Okay.
Which was... haven't seen it yet, but I will. And mm-hmm. apparently an excellent, excellent and kind of important movie.
Mm.
Not a diversion, really, mm-hmm. but just a really well-done movie about an important part of U.S. history. And he didn't win He didn't get the Best Director Award. A Mexican director named Alfonso Cuarón got the Best Director Award for his film Roma.
Okay.
Which obviously did not win the Best Picture, but it did win Best Foreign Film, which was totally appropriate, I thought. Again, I think Spike was pretty upset and put out that all he got was an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay, which is kind of small potatoes compared to getting the Best Director.
It is, yeah.
Award. So, anyway, so there were lots of unhappy folks who were, well, they didn't win, and lots of people thought they would. And I used to say, especially the best picture, Green Book, was really considered sort of a lightweight. Like, yeah, we liked it, but it doesn't compare to some of the other movies that were nominated. Let's see, who did I forget? Oh, Best Supporting Actress and Best Supporting Actor. Those are two of the awards that are always given out early on in the awards show. So even if you can't stay awake for the 3 or so hours that it's on, you can usually catch these awards. And the winner for the Best Supporting Actress was Regina King. And she played the mom in the movie If Beale Street Could Talk, which I have spoken of on the air before and said I found it slow. But she was, in fact, excellent. I couldn't say she certainly didn't deserve that award, because, in fact, she certainly did. But she was up against some heavy hitters. So she was good for her that she won. And the Best Supporting Actor was Mahershala Ali from Green Book.
Okay.
And he's the young man who played Don Shirley, who is an incredibly talented black musician from some years back. And he was a real old character. He was a real guy. Again, there was so much controversy about everything. So I was, oh, well, he was, yes, good performance, but they really didn't do the character, they didn't do it well, they didn't do it accurately. Don Shirley should be upset about all this, and whether he was or not, I don't know. But anyway, so two very fine actors became Best Supporting Actress and Best Supporting Actor. And to absolutely no one's surprise, the winner of the Best Original Song was Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Okay, no surprise.
No surprise there. Yeah. And that was performed by, at the awards show, performed by Bradley Cooper and, of course, Lady Gaga. And that seems to have been the hit of that show. Everybody just felt that, wow, this is terrific. You know, these people, you would almost think they were a couple.
Okay.
Because they were very, very intimate, and it was like, okay, again, I haven't seen it yet, but that's that. If I have to only watch one part of the Academy Awards show, that's what I will watch. So, as usual, you know, lots of controversy. You didn't, for the first time in a while, you didn't hear that there was not enough diversity in the Academy Awards. There was lots of diversity, but people always find things to complain about, and there was much to complain about in terms of the selection of the award winners and the show itself. But by all accounts, not having a host really didn't make a difference.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
The show went on. Anyway, okay, so that's it for me for this week. Truth be told, there's not a whole lot coming to this area in the next couple of weeks. And I'm a little surprised that there's not more kids' films coming
because of the March break.
The March break coming up. Not a whole lot other than what's already there. You've got the Lego Movie in French. You've got How to Train Your Dragon in both languages. kind of it that I can think of.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.